This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Hamas official told Reuters on Monday no progress was made at a new round of Gaza ceasefire talks in Cairo, also attended by delegations from Israel, Qatar, and the United States. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
This comes after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stressed again on Sunday his country would not agree to a ceasefire without the release of hostages. While Hamas repeated its demands, which include a permanent ceasefire, the full withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza, and a return of displaced people. Netanyahu said that despite growing international pressure, Israel would not give in to extreme demands from Gaza's Islamist rulers. Western countries have voiced outrage over what they see as an unacceptably high Palestinian civilian death toll and humanitarian crisis in Gaza, resulting from Israel's campaign to destroy Hamas.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu escalated his pledge to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah, declaring there is a date. Netanyahu has repeatedly said Israel must send ground forces into Rafah, saying it's Hamas's last stronghold in Gaza. But the international community, including the U.S., opposes the operation, saying the roughly 1.4 million civilians seeking shelter there will be in danger. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Haitian leaders have finalized a deal for a temporary government to steer their Caribbean nation out of a gang-fueled chaos, but the details must first be approved by the outgoing authorities, AFP confirmed Monday. Members of the Transition Council sent their plan to the regional Caribbean body, CARICOM, late Sunday. This